This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Right, if you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
What up, it's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast, Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. I get a chance to sit down and talk with the crew and cast of the movie La La Land. It's opening theaters near you. Matt, you need to check this out. I checked it out. It was pretty cool. I got a chance to talk to writer-director Damien Chazelle. I don't want to mess his name up. Emma Stone, John Legend, and Ryan Gosling in this podcast. Matt, it was awesome. I got a chance to see a great movie, talk to the cast who made it, and they put their insights on the movie. It was all right. I got high hopes for this movie. It's going to win some awards, man. Either way, let's get into this podcast, man. Dude, it was great. So here we go. But before we get into this podcast, we got to pay some bills around here. Please go to samshownation.com. On the homepage, or current promotions page, you can hit the donate button. Hey, it's the holiday season. Hit that donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. By doing that, we can make this podcast a bigger, badder, greater podcast. This is awesome. This podcast has been awesome for people like you by hitting that donate button. So I want to say thank you. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast. And by doing so, you guys ensure that this podcast just keep on keeping on. Or if you want to show your love to the podcast, you can always go to samshownation.com. Hit that store link. And you can buy yourself some merch. Like I said, it's the holiday season. You can buy it for yourself. You can show off your love for the podcast. You can also, you know, give somebody a gift of their favorite podcast, whether it be t-shirts, whether it be hats, whether it be stickers. It's all right there at the Just Talking with Sam store. You can go ahead and get it. Make a great stocking stuffer. You can do that. Go to samshownation.com. Hit that store link and brighten someone's day. Maybe you want to show your love for yourself. You can do that right there. You can also go to samshownation.com. Hit that podcast link, and you can listen to the podcast however you listen to podcasts. Whether it's right there on the page, you can go listen to us on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS, or right there on the page. That, and, you know, the best way, the real best way to help out this podcast is to tell a friend. Tell a friend, hey, I know this cool podcast of this guy. He does amazing stuff. He talks about it. Dude, you need to check it out. It's called Just Talk the Sam Podcast. Got a few sponsors for you guys this week, and we're going to get into this great podcast. The first sponsor comes from the good folks at NFLShop.com. Alright, either way, the good folks at NFLShop.com, for a limited time only, is giving you free 3-day shipping on all orders over $50. They know that Christmas is right around the corner. So for you to have all of your NFL swag from your favorite NFL team here by Christmas. Free 3-day shipping on all orders over $50. You got to go through SamShowNation.com and use the offer code HURRY50 at checkout. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the NFLShop.com holiday gift guide. You can get gifts for whoever is a NFL watcher in your house, whether it be for the casual fan, whether it be for the diehard fan, whether you want to get one of those Christmas sweaters, the collectibles, whatever you need. Tailgating, people are still out there in that cold weather. Whatever you need to support your team, they got it right there at NFLShop.com via SamShowNation.com. But remember, over anything over $50, put in the offer code HURRY50, and these items will be guaranteed to get to you by 12/23, 2 days before the big day, Christmas, or it's free. That is an NFL guarantee. If it's not there before December 23rd, it is free. Give it up for the, oh, also look for the tree icon for those products. There are some exclusions apply, but you want to hurry up. Free 3-day shipping. Put in the offer code HURRY50 at checkout. Not to be outdone, the good folks at NBAstore.com via SamShowNation.com knows it's Christmas time too, and they also teamed up with Sam Show Nation, and they also want to give you free 3-day shipping on all orders over $50. You have to go to SamShowNation.com, hit the NBAstore.com where you can rep your city with the new Run City collection. And at checkout, anything over $50, you got to put in that promo code NBAFS3. NBA Frank Sam 3. So you can get their free 3-day shipping on all orders. And they also said if it's not here by December 23rd, it's free. Some exclusions may apply. They got a bunch of cool stuff. I know I just bought some t-shirts because t-shirts are on sale at NBAstore.com. But you may want to hurry up because that sale is going to end. You go through SamShowNation.com, you hit NBAstore.com, you can get a bunch of holiday deals for NBA t-shirts, $9.99. You can get, save up to 40% off NBA gifts. You can, Matt, it's a bunch of stuff going on, but they want you to hurry up so you get the free 3-day shipping. So it's here right before Christmas. Please put in the offer code NBAFS3 at checkout. Go through SamShowNation.com, hit the NBAstore.com link, and shop as you normally would. The granddaddy of them all. Excuse me. I got one more before we get to the granddaddy of them all. We got the good folks at Walmart. They are giving you gifts for everyone. They want you to hurry up, complete your list for less. Go to SamShowNation.com, hit that Walmart link. You can get gifts for everyone via Walmart.com. You can put gifts, add more gifts on top of gifts for the people you need to get gifts for. Whether you are getting a Keurig, whether you are getting a TV, a bounce house, a PlayStation, an Xbox, whatever you need to get that gift, you can get it right there at Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com, and you can shop right there with their the perfect gift section by clicking the link at SamShowNation.com. And I love this feature by going to SamShowNation.com. Well, first, free shipping right to your house on anything over $50, but they also have free in-store pickup. As soon as that day, you can go to SamShowNation.com. You can hit that Walmart link. You can order whatever you want to order. You can just drive down to your local Walmart. As soon as you get the confirmation, the thing that says, hey, it's in the store, it does not take long at all. And they say, hey, we got it. You can run down to your local Walmart. You can grab it. You can have it right there in your hand. You can put it right under the tree for that special, special someone. So please, don't delay, because Christmas is right around the corner. Please go to SamShowNation.com. Hit the gifts for everyone link. Shops you normally would. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Amazon knows That Christmas is right around the corner, and you need to get that shipping taken care of right now with Amazon.com. So don't delay. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon banner, shop, and you get those gifts for the people you need. They also got Amazon Prime. You can get your gifts in 2 days because who are we kidding? Time is not exactly on your side right now. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page, and we're about to jump right into this great podcast. One thing you can get from them is the soundtrack to the movie that we're about to talk about. That movie is La La Land. Has a hell of a soundtrack because it's a musical. It should. And one of the songs from the musical that we're about to play is called A Lovely Night, with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling singing. And it's actually a very important part of this movie, and we're about to talk about that soon. But let's listen to A Lovely Night, and we'll jump right into this podcast.
The sun is nearly gone, the lights are turning on, a silver shine that stretches to the sea. We've stumbled on a view that's tailor-made for two. What a shame, those two are you and me. Some other girl and guy would love this swirling sky, but there's only you and I, and we've got no shot. This could never be. You're not the type for me, and there's not a spark inside. What a waste of a lovely night.
You say there's nothing here. Well, let's make something clear. I think I'll be the one to make that call.
What's your call?
And though you looked so cute in your polyester suit,
it's wool.
You're right, I'd never fall for you at all. And maybe this appeals to someone not in heels, or to any girl who feels there's some chance. The romance, but I'm frankly feeling nothing.
Is that so?
Or it could be less than nothing.
Good to know, so you agree.
That's right.
What a waste of a lovely night.
Edition of the podcast. I guess I'm for the moment solo deep. We got a few of the people from the movie La La Land, which opens in theaters near you today. They're going to be Skyping in, and we'll sit down and talk with them. Some of those people are Miss Emma Stone, Mr. Ryan Gosling, John freaking Legend, and the writer, director, the head cheese, the man himself, Mr. Damien Chazelle of the movie La La La. I gotta be honest. Let's just get into how we got to La La Land. I know last week we talked a little bit about fantasy football, and well, I'm no longer a part of the playoff race, as we talked about last week. I mean, Ike, he just picked a high hand. He had Le'Veon Bell, and Le'Veon Bell, apparently that was Le'Veon Bell Appreciation Day. It was all Le'Veon everything. I tried as much as I could, and then right when it was time for my answer back, my man, Matt Forte, got hurt the third snap of the game, MCL injury. That pretty much summed up my entire playoff run. I had a good run. I had a good chance, you know, good on Ike. Congratulated him like a man. Shot him a text. Didn't cry. Didn't whine. I was just like, hey, that's life, man. It is what it is. So I'm out. I am watching regular football. Actually, that freed up a lot of time. And by freeing up a lot of time, I was able to hit the movies and watch the movie La La Land in preparation for some of the interviews that's going to happen shortly. So that's where we are right now. And I watched this movie, and it was cool. It's a musical. I'm trying to do it without spoilers. That's a little harder. Just to give you kind of like a synopsis of this movie without spoilers. This movie follows pretty much two characters. Sebastian and Mia, played by Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. And Mia, who's an aspiring actress, and Sebastian, he's a jazz musician. And they're trying to go through L.A., trying to make ends meet, doing, like, regular, everyday jobs. I think Emma was, like a Starbucks, like a barista. And it's set in modern-day L.A., but the musical brings it to this, like, 40s, 50s feel, but it's everyday L.A., and I don't want to call him a villain, but technically John Legend would be like the villain. He plays his character Keith, and he's not necessarily a villain. He's kind of like, I guess he is, but it was more like the voice of reason. You got these dreamers out here trying to do it, and he's kind of like, you know, hey, you need to think a little bit more realistic about what you're doing. And then you got other people. I mean, it was all great. Like, it was from a man, Damien Chazelle, who made Whiplash. And Whiplash was such a good movie. So I gave this a shot, mainly because I had a lot of time. I can run to a movie. I can chill. I'm not agonizing over fantasy football hopes and dreams anymore. So yeah, this movie was just awesome. It's hard to do it without spoilers and tell you some of the cool stuff that happened in this movie. So that was it. And then on top of this, it was a musical and it had a pretty cool soundtrack. We'll play some of the songs that they did here in the podcast. The first song I think we played to open this up was the song A Lovely Night. That's a very important scene in that movie, A Lovely Night, just without spoilers. So if you're into Gosling, if you're into Emma Stone or John Legend, and you like musicals, this is the movie for you. One of these things about this movie is, you ever seen a movie that will win an Oscar? Why it's happening? I know nominations isn't taking place, and I hope I'm not jinxing them. But I'm watching this movie, and I'm seeing, like, oh my God, this is like a critic's dream. It hits all the tropes. It did something new. It did something different. And it's not like you know, run-of-the-mill musical because it's completely original. So, I mean, like, just the award season, I can see this thing being nominated for a lot of things. I mean, just based off music alone. So, oh, wait, there's Skype. So, here we go. We're going to sit down. These are series of interviews that we've done in preparation. Well, here I get a chance to talk with the cast and crew of the movie La La Land. Enjoy. My man, Ryan Gosling. Man, I just saw La La Land. And without any spoilers, can you tell me a little bit about your character, Sebastian's, like, being strong in his beliefs? Can you kind of expand on that for the people who haven't seen it?
He believes that if there's a certain level of authenticity to what you're doing, that that will rise above. That sort of talent, you know, trumps everything. And I think he wants to believe that, although I'm not sure that he really thinks that that's true. And it's easier for him to get on board with Mia's dream than it is with his own. So I think for him, he believes that, you know, she needs to sort of create her own opportunities and stop waiting for people to give her permission to do what she loves to do.
What made you want to be a part of this film, Ryan?
I had met Damien a few months before I read this script, and he's just a very inspiring person and filmmaker, and he talked a lot about wanting to make a film that you just couldn't watch on your iPhone and you had to go to a movie theater to see with an audience. And then I read the script a few months later and I thought he really had a chance at making something like that. So I wanted to be a part of it.
Seeing as though the movie takes on a path very, I guess, similar to your own personal thing, can you personally relate to the characters, Mia and Sebastian?
Yeah, well, I think I related to it in the same sense that I, too, am not from L.A., and I left my home and family and came out here to pursue a dream. So, you know, I related to the character in that way. But I also know that I'm not alone in that, although maybe it's more specific in L.A., but a lot of people you know, leave their homes to pursue their dreams. So I thought it was great to be able to make a film with that type of theme.
Hey, Emma Stone, I just watched SNL from last week. You killed it on that. Well, let's talk more about La La Land. What made you want to get involved with this movie?
Kind of hearing his vision of this movie and of this world really instantly was very interesting to me. And then when I read the script, we sort of met again, and he talked me through what some of the musical numbers would feel like, and then he played some music for me and what it would sound like. And Justin Hurwitz, who did the music on Whiplash, composed the music for this film. So it's this really beautiful score that's just, I mean, which now is a 90-piece orchestra throughout the film. And it was just so kind of intoxicating, the idea of this really modern story of two struggling artists and dreamers in this sort of 50s musical world version of Los Angeles.
Well, can you tell me a little bit about your character, Mia?
Mia is an aspiring actress who's been auditioning for quite a while. When we meet her, she's been living in L.A. for 6 years, and she's working as a barista at a coffee shop on a studio lot. And she is a dreamer that's also pragmatic. She was inspired to become an actress by her aunt, who has passed away, and it's a very deeply held and personal dream of hers. I don't think she's ambitious in a way to be a big star. I think that she has a hope to be able to tell stories and be a creative person for a living. And she's at the end of a rope because she has been going on audition after audition, and it's starting to feel a little diluted, I think, when we first enter the movie and then meet Sebastian and is reinvigorated to follow her path.
Emma, you've done a lot of projects ranging from very different things, but this is very different, a musical, an original musical, I should say. What made you want to work on an original musical?
It's really fun and daunting and you know, soul expanding to tackle an original musical. I love musicals so much, and it's, you know, something I've loved since I was a kid. And so to be part of an original movie musical was, you know, kind of a dream. Which is why I say the soul expanding part, because they're good for your soul, I think. But it was, you know, in some ways it can be scary when you don't have any real reference points when you're creating something new like this. But the music was so beautiful, and Damien is so, you know, so talented and such a visionary that I knew we were in good hands.
How do you prepare to work on a musical?
So our prep process was about 3 months. We did a lot of dance rehearsal, learned to tap dance and ballroom dance. I did singing lessons. Ryan did piano lessons. We recorded some in the studio with our music supervisor, worked with Damien on scene stuff and developing the characters. We improvised and he would write things down. We just sort of, you know, were reshaping parts of the characters and how the story comes together. And that was all sort of a daily thing for those 3 months that we were rehearsing. And then once we started shooting, it was just sort of, you know, off to the races. So, so yeah, that's what our rehearsal process looked like.
John Legend, man, this is surreal, man. This is cool. Let's just jump right into the movie La La Land. What made you want to pick this movie to start your acting career?
I thought this would be a great opportunity to transition into doing a little more acting in a role that feels pretty familiar to what I already do for a living, which is make music. So the idea of playing a musician in a film directed by such a talented director with such great co-stars and you know, leading actors that you know, are some of the best that the world has to offer. I felt like it was a great opportunity for me to act in this film.
What made you want to be involved and sign on to the movie La La Land?
Well, the reason I got involved, first of all, was I sat down with Damien, who I'd already seen his work with Whiplash and loved it, and thought I would love to work with him on anything through my film company, Get Lifted. And when we originally sat together, it was more exploratory. You know, how can we work together? We make films, you guys make films, let's do something together. But then he got more into the specifics of La La Land, and I was like, oh, so you're doing like a real musical. This is really happening. And it's original, and it's ambitious. And sent me the script. I read it, and I was like, wow, this looks really great. I would love to work with you guys on it. So originally I thought we were just going to come on as executive producers, and I would write a song. But then he was like, what do you think about playing Keith? And I was like, you know, I haven't really acted before. So, I mean, I could probably do it, but we don't know that. You don't know it, and I don't know it.
Hey, you just talked about the film's originality a second ago. Can you tell me a little bit more about the film's originality and what leapt off to you?
I think it's new. You know, it's not trying to be a film made 50 or 60 years ago. It's of this moment. It's based in this moment now. And you know, it is a modern film, but it's paying homage in some ways to some classical films as well. And I think for artists like myself and like Damien and anybody who tries to create things, we're never operating without the past in our mind. We're never operating as writers or as creators without considering the past and not being influenced by the past. But our job as creative people is to take those influences and make something fresh and new with it. And I think that's what we are trying to do with this film, and that's what I try to do as a musician as well.
Can you tell me a little bit about your character, Keith?
Well, I understood Keith. Keith is an artist whose career was on the rise. He had come up in jazz, and I didn't really come up in jazz, but I came up in, you know, other traditional musics like soul and gospel and with a little bit of jazz mixed in. And he had that background, but he wanted to make something that was contemporary and new and influenced by the background, but not beholden to it. And so I understood that. I understood what kind of artist that was and thought it was similar enough to who I am that I could relate to the character.
Hey, this is the last question. I really hate asking this question, but since this is your acting debut, what was it like working with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone?
I loved it. I didn't work with Emma very much, but I had met her before through my wife and her having similar hair and makeup stylists that they work with. So we had met before and interacted before, but we didn't really spend that much time together on the set. But Ryan and I spent pretty much every scene together on set that I was in. And it was great working with him, just to watch him as a professional and seeing his level of preparation, learning the piano and being amazing at it. And then obviously he's a great actor. So part of it in my mind was, I hope I'm good enough so he's not embarrassed to be on the same screen with me and not upset that we brought in this novice actor to do this role. So that was part of my feeling. And so getting reassurance from him and from Damien that I was doing a good job was nice to know.
Hi, Damien. You wrote and directed the movie La La Land. And personally, I followed your career since the movie Whiplash. That was awesome. What made you want to explore the world you did with La La Land?
With La La Land, I wanted to explore how you balance life and art and how you balance dreams and reality. You know, as an artist myself, as someone who moved to LA, young and, was trying to make it, had big dreams, there's a real balancing act between those dreams and reality. And to me, actually, the musical as a genre is a great vehicle for expressing that balancing act. So with La La Land, I wanted to tell that story, but use music, use song and dance to express it.
Damien, this movie talks a lot about passion, not just in a romantic sense. Can you talk about that a little bit more? You know, that passion with the characters, whether it be romance, whether it be, just their careers.
The movie is about passion, and it's about passion for art and passion for love and ultimately the passion with which we wanted to approach the movie, with which we wrote it, with which we composed the music for it, with which we presented it to people, and with which we intended to put it on screen. I'd like to think that kind of wound up infecting people.
Damien, this movie is centered around Mia and Sebastian's relationship. Can you talk a little bit more about that, just that being the backdrop of this whole movie?
Part of the guiding idea behind the story and the story of Mia and Sebastian's relationship specifically was that they each nurtured each other's dreams equally. And that it's only with each other, it's only through each other that they're able to achieve those dreams.
A lot of this movie focused on choices people had to make, whether it be for themselves, their dreams, their jobs, and some of the effects that they take. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
It was this idea of choices that you make for the dream versus choices that you make for the relationship. Choices that you make for art versus choices that you make for love or for life. And, you know, we all kind of, you know, wish we lived in a world where those things were always compatible. But sometimes they're not, and sometimes these choices can be messy, and one affects the other in ways that we didn't expect. And sometimes even the choice itself is murky, you know. Mia pushes Sebastian to try something new, to really sort of embrace it, to get outside his own box, but then realizes perhaps his own box was in some ways what made him special.
What did you think Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling brought to the characters of Mia and Sebastian?
I do think Ryan and Emma are the closest thing we have to a classical old Hollywood screen couple right now, and so that was certainly part of the appeal to me of you know having that as an entity that you could play around with and subvert. But of course, it's also you also have to remember that each of them on their own is just a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal actor, and an actor that I dreamed of working with for forever. So to get the chance to work with both of them was just a complete kind of dream come true. And I think what makes them special and what makes them also, I think, you know, in my mind really make sense for this movie was that they combine two qualities that are very rare to be able to combine, which is, on the one hand, old Hollywood style movie star glamour. In other words, there's a timelessness to them that you could really you can see them and imagine them in a movie from the 30s or from the 40s. But on the other hand, they are incredibly contemporary actors, and there's something very grounded and relatable and emotionally accessible about their acting, and also something very spontaneous, very improvisational, very electric, in a very modern way about them as individual performers and certainly them together.
Damien, what made you want to tell this story in a musical?
I think the genre has a lot of surprises in it, and the genre can surprise people, and I think the genre is actually much more accessible than it gets credit for. And I think it's much more genuinely emotional than it gets credit for. It's not actually just about escaping from reality. It's about using dreams and using fantasy to comment on reality and to hopefully articulate even better than a realist movie could what it feels like to fall in love, to have your heart broken, to have a dream, to follow a dream, what it feels like to be human, you know, ultimately.
And lastly, what can the audience expect from this movie?
Well, I just hope that it takes them on a ride. You know, I love movies that really create an overwhelming emotional feeling, you know, an emotional response in an audience, but without cheap tricks. You know, that the idea that this is a movie about ordinary people going through emotions that we can all relate to, but I want it to feel epic, and I want it to feel overwhelming and beautiful, and the way that, I don't know, the way that life for us individually can feel.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
That now our dreams, they finally come true. City of stars, just one thing everybody wants. There in the bars, and through the smokescreen of the crowded restaurants, it's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush,
a glance,
a touch,
a dance,
a look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, cause all that I need's this crazy feeling I got tapped out of my heart. Think I want it to stay. City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars,
you never shine so brightly.
Okay, there you have it. That song that we just played was City of Stars, which is another pretty big part in the movie. The soundtrack, we talked about that a little bit before I took these interviews. The soundtrack can be found anywhere, whether it be Apple Music, whether it be Spotify, Amazon, wherever the general music stuff. Please check this movie out if you got some free time, like me, or because, you know, no fantasy football. Thank you, Ike and Le'Veon Bell. But either way, if you got some time or you want to do something this holiday season, this is a very good movie to watch. I would recommend this. highly. I really liked this movie. I want to thank Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, John Legend, Damien Chazelle for Chazelle. I want to make sure I'm saying his name right. Chazelle, writer and director, for Skyping in. We got a chance to talk about this movie. You guys heard it. It was awesome. I think we're going to cut it short this week. So you can go see this movie. So everything related to this podcast can be found at samshownation.com. You can always go the epicenter for all things to Just Talk with Sam podcast. Can be found there. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook, Just Talk with Sam. Instagram, Just Talk with Sam. Or talk to me personally at Twitter, SamShow11 on the tweets. SamShowNation.com for everything you need related to the podcast. And go check out this movie, La La Land. I want to thank the cast and crew for calling in or Skyping in. And I'll see you guys next week.